Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon and select retailers nationwide.
Ready to rock and roll?
That's a heavy
wrong one.
I like to think other races using their genres.
Like ready to hip and hop. All right, welcome to the bracket, episode 164. Today we have the regular Chicago crew plus Rudy, who's here on time, and I really want to give him props for that.
I've been really trying this year.
No, you haven't.
That's
dude.
Not
you
true.
You told me to be at the office at 9:30 today.
No, you were already at the office.
But I have a text saying you'd be here at 9:30.
Yeah, today was different. That was like a rolling start time.
Oh, shit, okay.
Yeah, and I had a poop.
That's right.
You didn't equate the... I get one poop coupon a week.
Okay, fine.
A poop.
Other than that, I've been really trying.
Okay, fine.
And I've been doing better.
Have you been succeeding?
You guys have been bearing witness. I haven't been late for the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
That's not exactly the resounding support I wanted, but you know what? I'm not doing it for accolades. I'm doing it for my own personal growth.
Sure.
And those sort of like feedback, I'm not focused on that at this moment. I'm focused
on
internal
growth. Don't get
lost
in the feedback loop.
I don't know. No. I'm focused on my own internal happiness, not results. Yeah. It's a process.
Yeah. So shout out to Rudy. We have Pat and Dukes today. We will have Tommy soon as well. And I think he's going to be like drunk by the time he gets in here.
Yeah. Oh, what's he doing?
They're in the middle of doing, and I don't know.
He's just been drinking at work.
Yeah, he's not. That's not great. No, he's. They're doing a game thing outside. Him, Frankie, and Roan, right? He might be drunk by the time he gets in here. But before we get into our topic, which I've kept secret from you guys still have no idea what it is. Let's talk about BetterHelp. BetterHelp. The bracket is sponsored by BetterHelp. We often hear about red flags that we should avoid, but what if we're more focused on looking for green flags in friends and partners? If you're not sure what that looks like, therapy can help you identify green flags, actively practice them in your relationships, and embody the green flag energy yourself, whether you're dating, married, or building a friendship, or just working on yourself. It's time to form the friendships that you love back. BetterHelp has been amazing over the course of COVID, too. We couldn't physically get to a doctor's office. Very helpful there. It's fully online, making therapy affordable and convenient, serving over 5 million people worldwide across a diverse network of more than 30,000 credentialed therapists over a wide range of specialties. Discover relationship green flags with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lights today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lights. Okay, so today's episode, as I said, I was going to surprise you guys with it. We're going to call it the best old guy phrases, and you might want to say it, or best old white guy phrases, because that's just what we're more used to. So whatever you want to say, but I think it's going to be, we can call it best old white guy phrases.
Best black guy phrases.
Do you want the best black guy phrases, dude? Is that what you're looking for?
We brought forth the experts.
Yeah.
Are you going to talk about it?
To talk about them, yeah. If you will, try and imagine when you hear these phrases, an older man of another ethnicity saying them. And if you can't, then I think it was a good suggestion.
Of another ethnicity?
Yes, of a non-white ethnicity saying it. If you can't picture it,
this
then
is
I think
what
it's
we're
a
doing.
Pick.
Okay, that's way better.
Yeah.
That's way better.
Oh. Yeah. So which one is the best of these? Just the best phrase.
Gotcha.
So the first one up, we have the 12 seed versus the 5 seed. 12 seed, kind of a classic. Working hard or hardly working. That's one.
They love that. That's good.
They love that one.
It's way funnier thinking of another ethnicity trying to say that.
No, could not happen. Yeah. No, could not happen. You imagine an old Chinese man saying
what
that?
What ethnicity are you thinking that's funny, Dukes? Yeah.
What's making you chuckle?
Like, there's three that just came into my head.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are they?
I'm not going to get canceled.
I'm trying to imagine my Chinese father-in-law saying that, and I can't at all. Like, it would never happen.
That was one of them.
I can imagine it. It's vivid in my head.
And that's going up against number 5 seed. This is a must. It's not the heat. It's the humidity that gets you.
Oh, yeah. That's always paired with it's a dry heat.
Yes.
Yeah. When they compare, yeah.
Mm-hmm. In Arizona, they say Arizona is better than Florida or whatever the comparison is. So start with you, Rudy. Which one do you like more? Working hard or hardly working, or it's not the heat, it's the humidity?
So this is classic guy sayings?
Yeah.
Because I can't picture, I don't know if I've ever heard a woman say working hard or hardly working.
Never. No, no, no.
So are we sticking to the men?
Yeah, this
I
has to be a
listen
man.
If they said it.
Yeah, exactly, right? and it's the best one. Okay. Hold on, just buffering. I would say I really don't like either of these. But working hard or hardly working has almost come full circle where it's been so overused that it becomes sort of ironic. And I feel like anyone saying it would be like, oh, I'm saying the line. I'm doing the thing. Mm-hmm. Whereas people who do the humidity thing are like earnestly like saying it's like, oh, thank you, Dr. Obvious. Like, no fucking shit. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with working hard or hardly working.
One for working hard or hardly working. KB.
If you're talking about an old white guy, it's going to be that. The other one is just generic small talk. Like it's something like a woman would say. I've said it a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. Working hard or hardly work. Yeah, because it never lands. I don't know how it's not extinct. It always enrages people. It doesn't really get laughs, which is a trademark of an old white guy phrase.
That's
true. So I'll go with that.
I think the heat one, in my brain, that's something you say when you're stuck with like a friend of your girlfriend's that you don't really know.
Right.
And they're like, yep. Yeah, I just got back from a trip. Like
girlfriend's dad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're talking about Florida.
Yeah, and you Florida. Just yeah.
Yep.
Humidity. Yeah.
Nick,
I'm gonna zag here. You working hard or hardly working? Those guys know you've heard it before. They know it's somebody else's joke. When they're saying it's not the heat, it's the humidity, they think they're imparting wisdom on you. They think it's the first time you've heard that. So with that, they really feel like they're sharing knowledge.
It's
so
well, actually.
Yeah.
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 So you're going to go with not the heat, it's humidity?
Sure am.
This is which one's better?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You're now you got a buffer. You and Rudy, you're like serious low. Your ping is low.
Yep.
So I'll go with in the lieu of Tommy before he gets back. And by the way, I think we can call Ebony in for an assist if we need to tie break here. I think that's a smart move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be helpful.
And so for me, I think I'll go with it's not the heat, it's the humidity. And I think that Nick kind of nailed it. They do think that it's every single time they think it's like,
this guy knows. This guy knows weather.
Yeah. Pat.
These are just white guy sayings.
Yeah.
Then
more specifically older.
It's got to be working hard or hardly working because that is gender specific. A woman has never said that. Women will say, it's not the heat, it's the humidity.
For sure.
Working hard, hardly working. That's like an old guy jab. That's mine.
I hate hardly work or workly harding. I hate that saying.
I can see why you hate it.
Yeah.
Was it directed at you in the past?
Yes. You're just an asshole when you say it. It's condescending. It's not nice. It's you're trying to get a laugh out of like somebody else. Do not like it. And I do think that, what was the thing? Humidity?
The only people that would be mad with that one is if they are hardly working.
Yes, yes, and I'm pissed about it. And I'm pissed about it. Me and Vince hate it.
That's such an old man saying that. Right. Like, we used to drive by like a construction site. I'd be with my grandpa and he'd go, look at that. Five guys standing around, one guy working.
Yep.
It was the exact same thing.
And what was the other one? Humidity?
Yeah, heat.
I think that's one thing that you pick up when you're on vacation in Florida and you use it. Like, how is Florida? It's like, oh, you know, it wasn't the heat. It was the humidity. You use it for like 2 weeks. Exactly what Nick said. You think you're giving wisdom to people, but you're not really. Then after 2 weeks, you don't say it again.
So working hard or hardly working is going to move on. Now we have the 4 seed versus the 13 seed. The 4 seed is, and this is a very classic one, and I think we say it too, just going to sneak right past you. That's just like
a Midwest one.
Yeah, I've said it though, and I've not obviously not a Midwesterner. And
is oop on that?
I think oop has to be part of it. It could be sneak right past you.
Or excuse me. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry there. And that's
I've never gotten a whispered excuse me.
Ugh. You're at the wrong clubs, my friend.
Excuse me. I'm just gonna fuck your ass real quick.
I'm gonna sneak right in you right here.
Slow.
Yeah. And that's going up against the number 13 seed. Don't mind if I do.
Don't mind if I do. That's
so
one.
See, like a donut on the counter at the office.
That's going against the 13 seed. Barack Obama is a Muslim.
Yeah, that is the next one. Hussein Obama.
Yeah.
But yeah, Nick nailed it. It's the cop looking at a big box of donuts, being like, "Ooh, don't mind if I do." So that's going up against. Let me sneak right past you. Start with you, Dukes.
Much wider. Let me sneak right past it.
I do. My personal favorite is the. Oop, let me just get right by.
Uh-huh.
But I think Don't Mind If I Do is the oldest white guy saying. I think this is like a championship level match.
Really?
Yeah. That's a fat guy saying. Don't mind if I do. That's not a white guy. That's a fat guy saying.
I was going to wait my turn here, but that's a fat woman saying.
I was going to say it's a cherry-cheeked fat woman. Yeah. Don't mind if I do.
Bitch, we already saw you have three.
Yeah. Yep. That's a Deborah saying, perhaps. So one for Don't Mind If I Do.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
What was the other one again?
Let me sneak right past you.
That's it. Yeah, that's way whiter. It's not even close. I'm glad you brought me in as a racial expert to help with this. Yeah, that's what it is.
I'm going to go with Let Me Sneak Right Past You. So three for Let Me Sneak Right Past You. Nick.
I'll drop Let Me Sneak Right Past You. Like in the grocery store, if somebody's like looking at something, and I'll be an old white. I probably won't be old ever.
Hopefully.
I'm going Let Me Sneak Right Past You.
Let Me Sneak Right Past You. Another
with hope.
Yes.
Yeah.
KB?
So both of these are a little bit younger than like the tried and true American elder white man. I think these are more middle-aged, if anything. But I will go, Let Me Sneak Right Past You.
Let Me Sneak Right Past You, Rudy.
It's so hard in my brain every time we do this to think of like what qualifies as best. Like what do I use more? Which one
most
do I
like you, most ubiquitous with, I guess. Like, you know what I mean? Like most associated with.
Yes, and for that, I will definitely say, Let Me Sneak Right Past You, because that comes out almost. I've said that without even thought. Like it almost comes out as if it was ingrained into my DNA before language was even learned. It's like I could see a baby that grew up in the forest that had no human contact suddenly went to a Kmart for the first time, and it's like, Let me sneak right by you, you know, and
like Tarzan. Don't mind if
I, yeah, exactly. So I think that's just ingrained into us.
Mm-hmm.
It's endemic, I guess. Is that the word?
I don't think so.
Systemic?
No, that's a system around you. It's like genetic, honestly. Yes. I think it's what you're going for.
Eugenic?
Yeah, definitely not. Hopefully not eugenic here. So Let Me Sneak Right Past You is going to move on. Now we have the number 9 seed versus the 8 seed. The number 9 seed is Hate to Burst Your Bubble, which that is one I have heard from older people.
These are all condescending.
Yeah, a lot of them are. You know, that's just like an older guy thing to do.
Every single one of these dudes, if you see him in the wild and say it to him, he's like, what the fuck did you say to me?
What the fuck did you say, old man?
What the fuck is up, Kyle?
You fucking geezer bitch.
And this is while Dukes is probably just robbing company time.
Yeah.
Dukes ain't doing shit.
Yeah, he's drunk in the stairwell.
Working hardly.
What the fuck did you mean?
And that's going up against the number 8 seed. Look What the Cat Dragged In. That is another one. I'm going to say that to you next time you walk into the office now, Dukes. So Hate to Burst Your Bubble or Look What the Cat Dragged In. Rudy.
Damn. These are two classics. Bona fide suburb classics.
I feel like one is just a woman's statement.
A woman's statement?
Yeah.
Which one do you
say? Sorry to interrupt, but I
what's the woman's statement?
I want to know.
Look What the Cat Dragged In. I think that's much more of a female statement than the other one.
Well,
I'm going more on like, also, I think these are more gender binary, which I know is.
Women are allowed to talk.
Like, not according to Pat.
Like, they all have said this phrase one time or another.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's just which one is more male dominant. Go ahead.
I almost forgot about something. I just remembered something. But I'll get to it.
I think that Look What the Cat Dragged In would be said more by women, and then Hate to Burst Your Bubble. It was a little bit more men. I would say Hate to Burst Your Bubble because it's like, it's almost the closest that we'll get to like a diss track or like a gotcha slam. It's like, I hate to burst your bubble, you know? So that's fun. I'm going to go with that.
Hate to burst your bubble, going to get a vote. Before I forget, we did the episode last week of which Barstool employee would be least likely to survive a zombie apocalypse. Dante the Don responded in blog format. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys saw.
Shocker.
He responded in a blog, "With all due respect, Ben Mintz is not surviving a zombie apocalypse. Neither are any of the purple people that work at the company. Here's the list of why." So basically, he made a big blog saying none of these people would survive, which means that he misread the entire graphic.
Why would, who wouldn't?
Least. So he misread it, and he wrote a 10,000 word blog of the people that would survive a zombie apocalypse.
And I'm curious, who did he pick?
And the people he would pick to be in his this is the best part. He picked the people that he would want in the bunker with him because he's smart enough to have a bunker during the zombie apocalypse and all that. So the people he would have with him in his survivalist bunker while society ends, he would have Sidney Wells. Yeah, makes sense. Sidney Wells, she's guns, all that stuff. Chaps, yeah, he's a Marine, makes sense. Yeah. Kate, Marine, makes sense. Chef Donnie, sure, outdoorsman, like does all that crazy shit. Wonton Don, sure. Smitty,
okay,
which is an odd one. Nick would
Me?
Be in, you'd be in his bunker.
Oh, awesome! Thank you, Dante.
Nick is an enigma.
I mean, his bunker's sick too.
He said he's like Desmond from Lost. Just when you think you have him figured out, he rewrites the rules.
I haven't watched Lost.
If you tell me he's blacklisted from every casino in Vegas because he's the greatest card counter in the world.
Dude, that's very flattering from Dante, but that's not true.
He wears so many different hats that nothing surprises me anymore. That's very nice. And lastly,
very kind.
Lastly, Hannah Cook.
for procreation purposes.
So everyone else on this entire blog has a paragraph upon paragraph upon paragraph. Just for Hannah Cook, all he wrote was Hannah brings golf to the table. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, Dante? Noted place to golf.
She knows the weather.
And if someone's going to teach us how to play golf again while we're rebuilding situations,
do you think sand bunker?
Yeah, I have no fucking clue.
Also, this isn't like a bunker. This is a platoon. This is an army. Yeah, people. Like, there's one person's going to be infected.
I would not be good, but I'm flattered by Dante.
Yeah,
Desmond's also an all-time character.
Great character, Australian, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you fucking get all that in a whole paragraph.
Yeah, I'm just,
you got a whole paragraph. Large got a whole paragraph. Yeah, unfortunate.
Yeah, I wasn't on it.
No, Duke, sorry to say, or Pat. Okay, so, sorry, back to the bracket at hand.
Sounds a little phobic, Pat, no?
Yeah, all straights on there.
Could be.
Yeah. Hate to Burst Your Bubble has one vote, KB, versus Look What the Cat Dragged In.
Yeah, these are both women to me.
Wow.
With, like, massive elbows.
No.
The ones that
rephrase.
Hang down like this.
Yes. Like, it's a really fat arm and the skinniest forearm.
It's like that meme. It says, if you go in the kitchen and you see her triceps like this, you know the food about to be fire.
Yeah,
that's that. Hate to Burst Your Bubble. Maybe, like, a wormy older dude. Yeah, I'll go Hate to Burst Your Bubble.
Two for Hate to Burst Your Bubble. Nick.
I don't see these as either of them being feminine. I don't know what it is.
Look what the cat dragged in.
That's a guy thing, okay. I think.
Maybe.
This is, and I hate to burst your bubble. I'm going to go look what the cat dragged in. That's, you know, it's like an older boss. It's Monday morning. You're on time, says it anyway. Going with that.
Look, one for look what the cat dragged in. I'll also do what the look what the cat dragged in, because I've heard old guys at my Pathmark had a male manager who would say that all the time. Like, if you were, like, not even late, again, if you were on like a 3-day absence or something, like you didn't have a shift for 3 days, he'd act like you were gone for like a year. He'd be like, "Oh, look who finally showed up," like some one of those things. So, Pat,
I guess now that I'm thinking about it a little bit more, I did have like. I've had, like, a couple, like, uncles and, like, old neighbors. You show up to their house to drink. Oh, look what the cat dragged in. It's kind of like an old party guy saying. Like, someone shows up to a bar. Yeah. Like, you're at a bar. All your friends are at a bar. Someone says that. But I do think it's a bit gendered. So I'm going to have to go with Hate to Burst Your Bubble.
Hate to Burst Your Bubble. 3-2 right now. Or, sorry, yeah.
I think Hate to Burst Your Bubble is the most feminine thing. I just hear the biggest bitch of my life saying it to me. Like, not to burst your bubble.
Who was it, dude?
Hate to Burst Your Bubble?
Yeah, like, I could just hear, I'm not going to say it, but my mom. No, I'm kidding, I love your mom.
Your big bitch of a mom.
No.
Is your mom big?
No.
Oh, all right. Just checking.
You wish.
What?
Yeah.
Drop chat.
Gotcha.
He loves those check, big check, bombs. Checkmate.
Nothing Pat loves more.
Look at what the cat jacked.
I wish. I
wish. Oh, wish my he was God, big.
That's awesome.
But look at what the cat jacked in.
Look at what the cat dragged in.
I can't picture a girl saying it. I can't believe you guys can hear.
Look at what the cat dragged in is going to move on. Now we have the one.
Not to burst your bubble, but are you hardly working or working hardly?
I don't even think you could string these together, honestly. I don't even think it works.
Working hard? What is it?
Working hard or hardly working.
Gotcha.
Okay, so the first chain game, our 16 seed. First up, we have Cool Your Jets. That is a classic
one. That's a good one.
No Shit Sherlock, which I don't think I've seen a young person really say a lot. I don't think. You guys have?
Yeah, that was like growing up.
Like
that
a
was
young a girl. I can see.
That was growing up. That was a big
I feel
phrase.
Like I said that.
I say like middle school shit, boy.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah. When I first discovered that, that was a big.
That's on the same level as Nerd
back in the day.
That was my favorite.
Oh
saying.
Shit, Sherlock!
Captain Obvious.
Yeah. Saying yellow instead of hello.
Yeah,
that's a big one.
That might be A list. That is up there.
Yellow.
That's rich coming from you. I like that one.
That's a female thing.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Oh, I think you're right. I think you're right, the more
that
I think about it.
That is all girl.
That's my sister. She is a bitch.
How much, wait, what's she weighing in at for Pat's edification? Yeah.
How heavy are the women in your family?
They're all fucking perfect.
Yeah. Oh, dude, they're fucking
all,
tight.
They're all
oh,
beautiful.
My fucking God.
Petite.
Oh, man.
Me and my tiny nice sisters.
Pilates family.
The McDougals, man.
Pat, you good, man?
I'm great.
Anywho, that's another. I know people do love that to like end a conversation, essentially, to like get
my
out of
grandma
it.
Grandma does that.
That's a good one.
At the end of a phone call.
Mm-hmm. Fancy meeting you here. That is definitely you might be able to.
That's just an autistic.
That's
guy.
Like Victorian.
That's so old.
Fancy meeting you is an artistic thing to say?
Yes. Yes. Just call me like, oh my God.
Yeah, I can't even
puzzle
picture.
Piece. I can.
So Cool Your Jets, No Shit Sherlock, saying yellow instead of hello. That's rich coming from you. Anywho, and fancy meeting you here. Let's start with you, Dukes.
Fancy meeting you here is someone with crippling, like, social, like, doesn't know how to read a room. And they just come in and you're like, oh God.
I think Tommy Smoke says that a lot.
Yes, he does.
Yes, yeah. he does.
Exactly why I said what I said.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
So Cool Your Jets for me.
Cool Your Jets?
I think for an old white guy saying, I'm just thinking of the most condescending tone of all time.
Mm-hmm. Pat?
And I've been told that before.
I'm going to go with yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow. That's
that looks good on you. That phrase, or using yellow.
Yeah, yellow.
Yeah,
yep. That's it.
I think I'd go with you too, though, because even after saying it, I can picture it. So two for saying yellow. No jokes, please. Nick, you were thinking
yeah,
it. We're in.
Oh yeah, you're always going for
you're,
that one.
You were thinking about it. You were thinking about it.
Yellow is my favorite so far. That is. Every older guy, you hit 48, you're picking up the phone. Yellow.
Joey says that.
Does he?
Yeah. You call, he'll go, yellow.
Call him. He won't pick up.
I bet you think he will right here. I guarantee he'll say it.
Oh, I want to pick up so bad.
Hello.
Oh no!
That was a strong H.
Never mind.
That H couldn't have been harder.
You're on the bracket right now, and we were talking about sayings that people say, and one of them was yellow. So we called you to see if you would say that, but you didn't.
Oh no! I said, "Hey sis, it's Christmas."
Oh yeah, that's a classic one too.
That's an old guy say that all the time.
All right, thanks, Joey. Talk to you later.
Is Ken Jack boned up?
What? Whoa, yeah. I got the laptop over it. Laptop's over the pants.
It's me, Ken Jack Dugues, Nick KB, and Rudy.
Raw. Next question.
Okay. I'll see you soon. Goodbye.
Okay. So two. We have two for now. Three for yellow. KB.
Yellow. It is perfect for this. It's exclusive to older white people. especially men. It doesn't really make sense. It's not easier to say than hello. It's just this, a needless alternative that's been ingrained in older society. So, yello.
I think that one isn't intentional, too. That's what's so powerful to me.
Yeah.
It is just pure instinct and reflex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rudy.
So yellow's going to move on, correct?
Yes.
So then I'll just give a shout to, I really love No Shit Sherlock, the first time I heard my dad say it. I was like, that's the funniest fucking thing that anyone ever said.
That was my first taste of sarcasm, I think.
Yes.
No Shit.
No Shit Sherlock was just, it blew my mind.
Okay, Einstein.
That was such a burn back in the day. Someone said that in middle school, that cut.
It hurt. That's an argument ender. You've got to fight.
100%. So I'm going to give it to that one.
I said No Shit Sherlock for a decade plus.
God
damn.
Just
nonstop.
That was the first time that I was like, wow, I might be insufferable.
I think, good morning, honey. How are you? Like, no shit, like, Sherlock.
Yeah, like, they were like, you know that? No one said that since 2006. Yeah. It was like 2016.
You know what's weird? Call for class, and he's like, no shit, Sherlock.
I don't think you could get, I think somebody would call you out for that today. Like, who the fuck still says that?
Yeah.
I do think that, like, you could weirdly, you could say no shit, Sherlock, to something that's not particularly obvious, and it still makes sense. Like, I don't know how that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you'd tell me a very obscure fact, and I'd be like, no shit, Sherlock. And everyone's like, oh, you got burned.
That's funny. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, so yellow is going up against the number one seed in this bracket. By far, the one when you look this sort of subject up, it's the most, you'll see it the most most times. Newsflash, buddy. Newsflash, buddy is a big one.
That's a Portnoy classic.
Yeah. Newsflash, buddy. So yellow versus Newsflash, buddy. Rudy.
I don't think Newsflash, buddy is as common for me as it is for you guys.
Let me ask you, do you know what a newsflash is?
Yeah.
I don't know what a fucking, what, like, I don't know what
breaking news.
Yeah, breaking news.
Yeah, I know like what it means. I don't know what a news flash is. You know what I mean?
You don't
like,
know
what's
the origin?
Flash, what's the origin of news flash?
I guess that's a good point. I think it's like the different way of saying sight or like whammy or I don't know.
I think it's the same. Just like, it's another way of saying breaking news.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Right.
I didn't hear the buddy as much. I keep, for some reason, I keep thinking of ending these with beast, and it makes me laugh. Like
newsflash, beast.
Newsflash, beast. Holy Jets, beast.
Newsflash, legend.
Yeah.
That's never been said before. You just said some that order of words.
That feels really good.
It does feel good putting beast on the end. Yeah, I'm gonna squeeze right by you, beast.
beast. Yellow beast.
Yeah. No shit, beast.
It doesn't work.
But yellow is just like, I agree with Nick, it's one of those ones that is just it is just pure instinct, and I think it's more common, so I'm gonna go with yellow.
KB.
Oh yeah, I'm still sticking with yellow. Newsflash buddy is a good one, but yellow.
Two yellow. For yellow.
I think against anything else I'm voting newsflash buddy.
Really?
Yeah, but yellow, that is as inevitable as a man getting into World War II. It just happens. You don't know when, it just, you wake up in it. Yellow.
Yellow. I'd go with yellow as well. It is a strong one. Pat?
Yeah, it's just too closely associated with being old. Nothing can beat that. Yeah. It's yellow.
Yeah, I think it's just a generational thing that gets passed down. Like I see myself becoming my dad more and more, so I know yellow is coming for me. Like, why a color?
It sounds like hello. That's why.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, are you wearing two smartwatches?
A Whoop and an Apple Watch. I keep I keep that thing on me.
Much more in-depth biometrics on the Whoop.
Yeah.
Do you have spaghetti sauce around your lips right now, Dukes?
No.
I think it might be Kool-Aid.
probably.
There's something.
I would like, in my brain, it'd be really funny if you just ate, like, Lunchables every day. Like, you know, you got the spaghetti from Lunchables.
No.
Sucks the Tombstone sauce.
It's probably lip balm.
For making out?
Yeah.
Nice.
Now we have the 11 seed versus the 6 seed. The 11 seed is, that went down the wrong pipe. That you got to try and picture anyone else, again, from an younger or different ethnicity. It's just not happening. It doesn't happen. And that's going up against the number 6 seed. Very strong one. Ready to rock and roll?
That's a heavy one.
Oh, yeah. Wrong one. Dukes.
Ready to rock and roll. Nobody else is ever saying that.
I like to think other races using their genres.
Like ready to hip and hop. That'd be really funny if they said that.
Cars packed. You guys ready to R&B?
Yeah. No, they're ready to B and hop. Ready to B and E.
Ready to can pop. Yeah, Congo.
Fuck, that'd be really good. So one for ready to rock and roll, Pat.
Yeah, that's definitely it. Ready to rock and roll, strong. That's true.
Who's ready? Ukulele.
Yeah,
let's jazz. Yeah,
that's the instrument.
I say let's jazz a lot.
Ukulele. What?
You say what?
I'm like let's jazz.
No, you don't.
Yes. Yes.
No, that's something you're trying out recently and no one's picking up on.
Are you trying to get jazz?
Yeah, I'm a big jazz. I'm a big, like, jazz. I always use jazz in a sentence.
Like you're jazzed up about something?
Yes, like that I'll say all the time.
Okay, that
I'm jazzing. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're jazzing?
It definitely has not picked up steam, but it's one of those, like, inner things I've liked saying for the past, like,
you do it for you.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So we are three for ready to rock
Dukes,
and roll.
You've tweeted jazz 5 times.
Ooh,
really?
And it's all about the NBA team.
The Utah Jazz. So three for ready to rock and roll. Nick.
Ready to rock and roll is just timeless. Like, that's like the car's all packed and your dad's trying to go to the airport 9 to 10 hours early.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfect.
So ready to rock and roll, another vote, KB.
Yeah, family trip, chain restaurant, ready to rock and roll. That's such a good one.
Does anybody's dad say pit and get?
No.
My dad's that big mean, pit and get. Like, let's finish and go.
What would,
like, pit dinner? We've been at dinner too long. All right, let's pit and get.
Oh, what does pit mean?
I guess like pit stop? I don't know.
I was thinking like pit crew.
Yeah, I don't know. Pit and get.
Pit and get. Meek Phil tweeted, no shit, Sherlock. Not as a reply, just standalone. 2018.
Going back to the jazz, I have said making homemade French onion soup tonight. I'm pretty jazzed up about it.
Oh, jazzed pass. I was just searching the word jazz.
Yeah, jazzed is a jazzed. That's well, yeah, that's yeah. A thing for sure.
How was the homemade French onion?
It was jazzing.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Rudy.
Stella Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, so when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee can lattes now available at stellabluecoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
So it's ready to rock and roll versus what?
That went down the wrong pipe.
Okay, let me do my beast calculations. That went down the wrong pipe, beast. Ready to rock and roll. It's definitely ready to rock and roll. I mean, getting ready for the beach while you're like, all right, ready to rock and roll. And I'm sitting there like playing my PSP. And you're like, ugh. Yeah, 100%.
You ever play the 300
shit,
game?
I'm ready for the beach.
Yeah. You ever play the 300 game on PSP?
No, that sounds so
fucking
what? It was very good. It was very good. So ready to rock and roll is going to move on. Now we have the 3 seed versus the 14 seed. The 3 seed is No More Mr. Nice Guy. Yeah, that's one that is exclusively ours. No one else is saying that.
That's a belt.
Yeah, and that's going up against number 14 seed. When someone doesn't use a blinker, you say, nice blinker.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Yep. So, Rudy, you're up first. Nice blinker versus No More Mr. Nice Guy.
I don't know if I've ever really heard an honest No More Mr. Nice Guy.
Who's actually
I don't know.
I think World of T-Shirts says it.
I was going to say that is like an autistic phrase. Yeah. No More Mr. Nice Guy. Yeah.
Tommy says
he does.
I feel like it's
a lot
more.
He says that like when he can't get into like the plastic packaging that you need scissors for. You know what I mean?
Like, all right.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
My hand.
You said it to inanimate objects?
Yes. Yeah. Not to a human.
I guess it's like only for movies, but nice blinker pal is just, I can see my dad saying that so clearly, so clearly. So I got to go with that.
One for nice blinker, KB.
Nice blinker is another great one. Always like sarcastic and also upset at the driving habits of others. Trademarks of older white dads.
But happy they caught it at the same time. Oh, nice blinker, okay.
Two for nice blinker, Nick.
Nice blinker, and it's usually Buddy. Yeah, that's, and it's like, that's probably one per car ride with a dad.
Mm-hmm. And I like how it'll, no matter what, if they're mid-sentence, the most important sentence, they're giving you life wisdom or anything.
Honey, me and your mother are going to split.
Nice blinker. Nice blinker.
In the middle of big news. Yeah.
Yeah. We're getting a divorce and just, yeah, nice blinker.
That's a slug bug.
So mom went through my phone and, oh, nice blinker.
Yeah. Wait, what was the slug
bug? Guess women are Chinese.
Yeah. So me and your mom have been talking. Nice blinker, buddy.
Yeah. And then he goes right back into it, doesn't miss a beat.
My dad would say nice blinker jerk off. I think that was
jerk off. Jerk off is a good one.
Yeah, that resonates more.
Yeah. So
I like the idea of him of the dad saying it though when someone blinkers well too.
Yeah.
Yeah, like really nice blinker.
Nice blinker, beast.
Great timing.
Four blinks.
Yeah.
Any turn.
I'll go with nice blinker as well, Pat.
Same thing. Nice blinker.
Nice blinker.
What was the other one again?
No more Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah, that's mine. Because I think that it's going to come right before a belt comes out, and no other ethnicity will say that.
That's,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's very true.
Like,
ethnicities will belt.
Yes, but nobody will say no more Mr. Nice Guy before doing it. They'll just have their own saying. I don't know what theirs are.
Yeah.
I grew up white.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't have any options.
Did you get whooped growing up?
No.
Oh.
Dude, Dukes was on punishment.
You got spanked?
I got spanked.
Delicately.
Yeah.
Like a good boy.
Now we have the number 10 seed versus the number
from your tiny little mom.
It was his uncle doing it.
It's petite McDougal.
My little mom spanked me. Oh,
little petite mom.
A little red tush.
This is my tiny mom.
Yeah. And my wee nice aunt.
Should have spanked my big ass.
I've heard how small you are.
the size is making sense.
This is my teeny tiny grandma.
Yeah. Oh, hi.
Your grandma had to be smaller, yeah.
Hi, Kevin's mom.
This is my absolutely puny niece.
Oh, my God. Is this your mom?
Shit. No, the number 10 seed versus the 7 seed. The 10 seed is talking about a food. These are dangerous.
Oh that's really great. That's really good.
Fat.
It is a woman thing, but I did say it like 2 days ago.
Mm. I say that.
About the cookies in my house. I think that's just fun.
Just a fun one. And that's going up against the number 7 seed. This is another one. Like, if you look up this general idea, you'll find this a lot. You and what army? That is one that does seem more relegated to us more than anything else.
I'm picturing, like, Disney Kid with some of these. You 100%. And what army?
Sure.
Yeah.
Miranda Cosgrove.
I'm thinking of Meek Phil.
You
and what army? And then there was another one I thought of Meek immediately.
Fucking Juan Soto?
You and what army?
Okay, so what?
So we'll start with you, Rudy. Which one of these? These are dangerous versus you and what army?
Yeah, I think that these are dangerous. I probably have heard and said that's got some kick more.
Yes.
But it's the same sentiment. And versus you and what army? I think these are dangerous is more in common with us, I think. I think it's one of those sort of like carpet terms where anytime you have any spicy food with like your elder family or whatever, those are dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna look out for those.
I don't even know if it's spicy. Danger? I think it's just like things that are good.
Very, yes. I think like brownies.
Snacks,
cookies,
brownies, chips.
Yeah.
They don't be able to help themselves.
That makes sense.
Lines of fentanyl.
I don't know why I just thought spicy.
Yeah. No.
But yeah, it still remains the same.
So one for these are dangerous, KB.
Yeah.
These are dangerous. Who is saying you and what army?
Meek Phil.
Tommy. In real life, not on a movie.
Yeah.
You and Tommy.
Yeah.
That's another does to make something Tommy would say, yeah. So two for these are dangerous.
These are dangerous.
Nick.
It's these are dangerous, but it's just more realistic. I've heard it out of older men, but women will say that a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same as don't mind if I do.
Older men on Twitter who are defending their college basketball team.
For the
for UNLV Army,
yeah. Yes. I don't think I've ever seen someone say
that's a fandom thing, right. I think, yeah.
I think it's one of those things that kind of went out of style mm-hmm. in the old generation about 10 years ago.
Yeah, I would laugh if someone said that out loud, right. Like in an argument.
I see it written down.
Like if Meek Phil said that, if you said something to me saying, yeah, oh yeah, you in what army? Like I'd laugh out loud.
That's a really good great Phil.
Like I would be dying laughing.
And no army is needed. That guy is done. Yeah. As soon as you say that.
Anyone who has to say that, yeah. Pat.
I think it's got to be these are dangerous. Because these are dangerous is like, it's an older person who's being naughty and they know they shouldn't eat it, but they are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe if it's an older guy, maybe he has high cholesterol or something or high blood sugar and doesn't want the wife to know that he's doing it. Yeah. Oh, these are dangerous. And same goes for the women. It's not very gendered, but it is age specific.
Yeah.
These are dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
That's a way of saying I shouldn't be eating this, but I am eating this, which is an old thing to do.
Older white people would also say that pointing at a different ethnicity. Like, look at those things. Those are dangerous.
Yes, yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Dukes.
These are dangerous. I think that you and what army is only said by, like, a six-year-old boy that's teary-eyed about to get, like, bullied.
Mm-hmm. So these are dangerous. We're going to move on. Now we have the 2 seed versus the 2nd chain game.
2 seed is the South will rise.
We'll rise again. Yes. Our 2nd chain game starts with see you later, alligator. That's something that's ours. That's for sure.
Oh God.
Ours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's play it by ear. That's another one. I can't even picture like,
oh, I say that all the time.
Yeah. Can you picture like an Asian man saying Pat. That? I don't.
If I don't want to commit to plans, I can't picture an Asian saying that.
Wow. No,
one. I thought it was play it by year for the longest time.
By year?
Yeah.
I'll get back to you next year about like
let's
this.
Let's play it by let's year. Let's play it by year?
I don't know. I was just afraid.
Wait, that makes fine sense.
Yeah, I can't picture a single other race saying that.
Yeah, it's just.
No other race does.
You can say that again, which I could, which ironically just worked, or coincidentally just worked in that situation. You're on thin ice.
That's
that has to be with buddy.
That has to be with pal, yeah, I think. Nice
buddy.
Buddy over pal?
Pal, I think.
Really?
But they're interchangeable here.
I can see Tommy saying that one, too.
Yeah. And then this one is specifically, listen here, pal. Specifically, okay. Listen here, pal. But just listen here, I think, works, too.
Uh-huh.
So see you later, alligator. Let's play it by ear. You can say that again. You're on thin ice, and listen here, pal. Start with you, Dukes.
Let's play it by ear is something that any white adult male will say. I probably say it 4 times a week, and I know for a fact it's the first time I gaslit someone was they were saying, did you just say play it by year? Because I used to say year as well. And I was like, and they were like, let's play it by year. Did you know that? I said that.
Yeah.
And I've doubled down. Now every time I said it, I'm like, let's play it by ear. And I always overemphasize it. So that one's it.
One for play it by ear.
Yeah.
Pat.
I think I'm going to have to go with the same thing. Let's play it by ear. I can't picture any other race or ethnicity saying that. It's just so
I would get pissed
white.
Off if another ethnicity said it to me. They're like, let's play it by ear. I'm like, what the fuck?
You go, that's ours.
You can't say
that's
that.
That's our word.
I would be so fucking pissed.
Bro, if a Mexican even thinks to say play something by ear.
You motherfucker, I swear to God.
What did you say?
I swear to God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'll go with play it by ear as well. Nick?
I'm going, you're on thin ice. Fuck no. Cause that was what my mom said to me when I was being a little brat. can you say the others again?
See you later, alligator. You can say that again.
Oh,
you're on
see you later, alligator is it.
Yeah. Fuck. That kind of is.
Cause that's it. That's almost a tag team.
Yeah. One for see you later, alligator. KB.
Was one listen here.
Yes.
Pal? Listen here. What?
Listen here. Pal specifically.
I think that one's good because it's so simple and common, but only older white men say it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Listen here, buddy or pal?
This says pal, but I think you can interchange
listen
buddy.
Listen here, pal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I'm going to go with that.
Listen here, pal is getting a vote. Rudy?
What were the... Can you run through them again? Sorry.
See you later, alligator. Let's play it by ear. You can say that again. You're on thin ice. Listen here, pal.
Ooh. You can say that again is pretty... dominant. That's a pretty good one.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm also thinking of like, you could, how would you change these to be like, if you're like, what would be a different way of saying you're on thin ice? If things are just bounced differently. Like you're in dangerous, you're in dangerous waters. Chump.
Careful.
Like be careful. You're acting up.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
you're bouncing on a shaky branch. That really rolls off.
That's good. That was good. Mm-hmm.
You're bouncing the limb.
Anyways, also, I just remembered, I recently learned that it's jury-rigged and not jerry-rigged.
I didn't know that. It was Jerry.
It is not.
Jury?
Yeah. I think people just say Jerry.
People say Jerry.
Right. Yeah. But it's actually jury-rigged, which blew my mind. I'm going to go with Listen Here.
Listen Here, pal. Going to have two votes. That means that Play It By Ear, though, is going to move on with three votes. Play It By Ear is going to go up against our number two seed. What's the damage? Looking at the check.
That's great.
So good. That's so good.
That is,
that the one seed?
It's a two seed.
That might take over Yellow.
All right, what's the damage?
What's the damage?
Rubbing your belly.
Yeah. All right, what's the damage?
They just unbutton their so fucking jean, but top button. What's the damage? So number two seed versus the number 15 seed. What's the damage versus Play It? But let's Play It By Ear, Rudy.
I think What's the Damage is a juggernaut.
That's top tier.
That is something. What's the damage?
Oh my god.
What is the damage is prime. I'm lost for words. That's just insane. That's a great one.
One for What's the Damage, KB.
It's What's the Damage. That's only an older white man.
After taking your ungrateful kids out to like a Chili's dinner.
Yeah,
or
not
something.
Even like a super expensive place. Yeah. Like it's not a really good
after
restaurant.
Like being creepily flirtatious with the waitress.
Yes.
Having like borderline drunk and you got to put the kids in. All right. What's
all
the damage?
Right. Yeah. What's
here
the
we
damage?
Go. What do we got?
Does that mean it's
here
free?
She is. Yeah. What's the damage?
What's the damage, hon?
Yeah. Or like, what's the situation where they would say like, oh, does that mean it's free? Like when they can't get the bill out in time or something like that. Aww. Yeah. Two for What's the Damage, Nick.
It's What's the Damage. That is a powerhouse. That's USA women's soccer.
Yeah.
It's shocking.
Does that mean it's free? Just hit me like a lightning bolt.
I've done that.
Yeah.
Like the pen not working and I can see my dad's playing. What does that mean it's free? And I'm just like
that. Or did your dad ever do when they were like, if you order a soup, they were like, do you want a cup or a bowl? You'd be like, yeah, it'd get all over the table.
That's good.
Really?
That's
good. Heard that.
No,
that's good.
Yeah.
It is shocking that white dads were ever cool in their past lives.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to them, but it's scary that it's going to happen to everybody. I'm like mortified.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
Day by day. Pat.
Yeah, it's What's the Damage? Because they're going to be a disappointed one too. All right, what's the damage?
Yeah.
Like if there's a, if like a, your boiler goes out in your house or you need a new fucking dishwasher.
Or like a
all right, what's the damage? The toilet is not sealing properly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the damage.
Oh, I can picture it. Yeah, and I only thought about it in the food sense, but yeah, like them at like the car part store.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Exactly.
Like you need a
that's
new...
That's exactly what I was thinking.
We just an oil change. I don't want anything else. And like, oh, well, you need to do this.
You need an alignment and you need this. Oh, fuck. What's the damage?
Yeah. You're going to need new wipers. It's like, ugh, what's the damage?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought of it more like Pat did than the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my mind went to restaurant, but yeah, it is. You could use it anywhere.
Yeah. So What's the Damage is going to move on. Now we can run through our playoffs. Let Me Sneak Right Past You versus Working Hard or Hardly Working, a nightmare situation for Dukes.
Sneaking Right Past You or Hardly Work or Working Hard. Okay.
Yeah. How'd you get it wrong eight different ways?
He's one for five.
I'm starting to get really concerned, man.
I actually was nervous about this one going in, like when you started it. Mm-hmm. I was like, this one's going to fuck me up. So I'm going to get that one out of here.
Okay. You're going to vote for Sneak Right Past You?
I don't even care what the next one is. Just, I don't want that one in anymore.
So one vote for Let Me Sneak Right Past You. Out of fear.
I'm going working hard or hardly working.
Ooh, you bored. You're close.
Close. What was it up against?
Let Me Sneak Right Past You.
Yeah, no. That's more like polite. Working hard or hardly working. That is a old white guy sentence.
Let Me Sneak Right By You also just does not work. I was at the bar last Thursday and I said it in the most polite way and nobody will really budge. Nobody cares.
How polite did you say it?
Yeah.
I beg, if I may, sneak right past you.
As polite
hello,
as
my lord,
talking off there, maiden. If I may, could I trouble you?
May I trouble you for a sneak?
Sneak some more.
One sneak. Yeah. One sneak is all I need.
Please, sir, can I sneak some more?
Please sneak.
I'll be out of your hair.
My God. Poor dude.
Yes.
exactly how he did it. On his hands and knees.
Spot.
Please. Yeah.
Man,
be sneak.
I'm gonna go with Working Hard or Hardly Working as well, Nick.
I think, oh, let me sneak right past you. It's just like, I like the ones that are just, you don't even know you say it. You just, it's like, it's like a vomit, just reflex. You don't know you're saying it. You walk past somebody, you say it. I'm going with that.
2-2 right now, KB.
Agreed, but I think that one has like trickled down to younger generations, whereas hardly working. It sucks so bad, but I think that's more white old.
3 for working hard or hardly working. Rudy.
I agree with Nick. It's like yellow, where it is just automatic. It's ingrained. It's the same thing as when it happens to me, I'm always sort of shake my head. I'm like, why did I say anything else?
Silence is always better than
and
just...
it's the same thing as when you're walking by someone at work and you do the thing where you just hide your upper lip.
I do that so much.
I never even noticed that.
I can't.
Oh, I bet you do it.
Yeah. I do. I just did it now. I was like,
Yep.
Oh, that's classic.
And I know right now.
Is that
a
white thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a big one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I just, every time, I'm like, what? Anything else?
Do you nod down or up?
I go down.
Because up means like, look. Down means
up means high. Like
up is like I'm acknowledging you. Down is like I respect you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's even worse in the apartment building.
Left is look at that. Right is go here.
Yeah. I think you're onto something there. That means you're tied up. We need to see if we can go grab Ebony for our first tiebreaker.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Ebony was not available, but I got the next best thing.
The next best thing.
Hey. What's going on?
Squat right there.
We got Pat from security.
I do like how the other option was just an old man.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. So the topic today is what phrase is more of like an older white guy phrase to say. So
what's up, Pat?
It worked out that way. We wanted Ebony. Thought it might work. Okay. So the phrases that we want you to decide between are, let me sneak right past you. Whenever you're trying to get out behind or, you know, between space between people versus working hard or hardly working.
Working hard or hardly working.
Yeah, you ever drop that?
God damn it.
Poor Dukes is going to make it. We may need to call you back in a little bit, but I'll come and get you. Right,
thanks,
Pat.
Thank you very much, Pat.
Thanks, Pat.
1 for working hard or hardly working. Now we have yellow versus look what the cat dragged in. So start with you. Rudy.
I'm going to go with yellow.
Yellow. 1. Yep. Yeah.
Yellow.
Yellow.
This
Nick?
Is my favorite out of all of them. Yellow.
Yellow.
I can't wait until I become a yellow person.
You're getting a race change? You're getting like a Michael Jackson?
Fine. Shit. Yeah. It's like, what's your default pickup right now? I do. Talk to me.
Rudy's phone. Rudy speaking.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Damn, I'd say hello.
Yeah. You don't.
I don't answer.
Answer.
You're the kind of guy also that, well, if you do answer the phone, it won't be near your mouth. Like, you'll answer and then you'll hear like fumbling and then like somehow you've lost the phone. You've answered it.
It's always hard.
It's accidental.
So I'll go for yellow as well.
Yeah, I'm going to go yellow.
Yellow.
I answer yellow when I'm really happy. When I'm really, really happy. Yeah, I'm skipping down the street in some Manhattan,
I'm
yellow.
Yeah, I'm thinking you're doing almost like a harmonizing with like yellow.
When I say what's
great
up
to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when I say
feels
what's
good
up, know that I'm pissed.
Mhm.
What's
oh,
up?
Shit.
I'm
Oh, what's wrong, Dukes? I lost one of my smartwatches.
Thank God I had a spare.
My sleep score was shit last night.
Yeah. I only have one smartwatch.
My mom packed on 3 pounds. Damn it. So yellow is going up against working hard or hardly working, Dukes.
I'm not voting for that.
You'll never vote for a work hard or hardly working, Pat.
This one is a little tougher because bringing it back to the gender, I do think that yellow is kind of universal just based on age. Sure. I think I'm going to go working hard or hardly working. I think that's much more ubiquitous with the older white man.
Between the two of these, I'll stick with yellow because I do think it's such like a you dial a grandpa and that's what he says, yellow. Like that's I could picture that.
It warms my heart. It gets me ready for a conversation I don't really want to have, but I do it out of obligation because he might die soon.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So Nick's going for yellow as well.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. KB,
I'm gonna stick with yellow.
Yellow.
Is it like Y apostrophe L-O?
Yeah, closer to that yellow than it is
like,
saying
yeah,
yellow.
Yes, hello.
Oh,
is that what that is?
No, I think it's just like a quicker way. Like
it's not quicker,
but I know. But in your, it almost seems less
yellow
work for your mouth.
It's
than
perfect.
Hello than yellow.
It's got a little swagger to it. Like, yellow,
less syllables, maybe.
That's, nope. Same, same syllables.
Same. It just works.
I think it's just the Y is easier to say than the H followed by the E.
Maybe, Rudy.
And I think it just like sort of tempo. You can be like yellow.
Yeah.
You can kind of bring it
down.
Yeah.
Yellow.
If anyone ever answered with that.
Do you guys know any older people that add S's to the end of
every from Massachusetts?
Yeah, Long Island.
Barstools.
Yeah.
Panera. Pluralize everything.
Are you still at Barstools?
McDougal's. How's doing?
Yeah. Going to pick up some Chipotle's.
Like yeah. Panera's.
Panera's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've said it before.
Targets.
Canadians do that a lot.
Really?
Like, what's the Wi-Fi's?
That's insane.
Yeah,
really?
That's crazy.
I almost had a brain aneurysm the first time I heard that.
I had one recently about one of these. I had one actually this episode.
So they can't say working hard or hard.
Yeah, that's exactly what gave it to me. Yeah.
So Rudy,
you have 90 Bluetooth items on you.
He's got 8 G's running through his veins at any given moment.
Oh my God. Smartwatches on his
ankles. Terrified.
Dude, your sperm is dying by the... Oh my God, you're fucked.
I'm terrified of becoming Tate.
So you're going for yellow as well, Rudy?
I am, yeah.
Okay, so the yellow is going into the finals. And the other side,
there we go.
We have nice blinker. In this case, you can add whatever, I guess, like pejorative you want to add at the end of it. In this case, I think jerk off is in my mind.
Wow.
Versus let's rock and roll, ready to rock and roll. Starting with you, Rudy.
Man, I in my own personal life, nice blinker is much more common. So I'm going to say nice blinker.
One for nice blinker, KB.
Nice blinker is great, but ready to rock and roll, it doesn't really... What does that mean? Why does rock and roll mean exit or leave?
Yeah, rock and roll means like the party and like...
But
it means go.
It means get in the car.
But it works well coming from a...
It is funny because what you're doing is not even remotely close to rocking and rolling. You're going
you're leaving
Target. Barbecue.
Red Lobster.
Going to Red Lobster. So you're going for let's rock and roll?
Yeah.
Nick?
Yeah, let's rock and roll is the dad's packed up. He's got the dry fit Under Armour shirt on with the big UA in the dead center.
Yep.
The Adidas shoes with the Nike socks. He's wearing every brand.
Yep.
And then he's ready to rock and roll.
Oh, yeah. Another for rock and roll. I would go, this is a really tough one because these are both so associated with old, and my brain, like an older white dad. And I'm about to go with let's rock and roll.
Yeah, I think nice blinker buddy, nice blinker beast, whatever. That's a reaction to something that's happening. That's not just something you say. Like, ready to rock and roll, you can put that on pretty much anything.
Yeah.
And it works. It's like you're going to Chili's, you're going to a barbecue with the family. It's like not a rock and roll event. But then when you get like a date night and your dad says it to your mom, it's like, oh.
Tiny little woman.
What?
It's like Shaq and that woman in the picture.
They're going to make me more tiny sisters tonight.
Dude, holy shit. Those eggs are so small, dude.
Oh my God, they gotta be.
Dukes is just very sexually active parents.
Yeah. Oh my God.
My dad.
Like Mormon squirrels, dude. That's all they do.
My dad fucks way more than your dad.
I don't think my dad's fucked since the 80s.
No way.
It's been a while. Probably 90s.
So let's rock and roll is going to move on. Now we have on the other side, what's the damage versus these are dangerous? Ooh, good matchup.
Wow.
That's so good.
Good matchup here. Wow. Dukes.
These are dangerous is so good.
I think these are dangerous.
That was
so
like
good.
You saw, like you look like you're watching David Blaine.
I heard the dial-up sound.
Yeah.
We're getting to the point where these are so goddamn white that it's hard.
Yeah.
That was these like are... if I ever saw a supernova explosion in my life, that's how I would react.
These are dangerous, I think white girls could say. Like when they're feeling, when they have like 2 pizza bagels and it's out at like a Super Bowl party and they want to be like, oh, if I have one more, I'm going to get ridiculed. Mm. They say like, these are dangerous. They make it like well known.
That's
like,
a common phrase.
Yeah,
one more and I'm ridiculed.
One more, and I'm
women are supposed to eat.
I mean, they live inside their heads. So for that, I have to say what was the other one?
The other one was what's the damage?
Yeah, what's the damage?
One for what's the damage, Pat?
This is tough, just because as like visually I'm picturing the person saying these are dangerous while they're eating the thing that is dangerous.
Yes. In mass.
Yes, and it's so good.
Like
and
a then conveyor like, belt into
oh, these are dangerous. Then, all right, just one more.
Yep.
Yeah.
What do you think they have?
It almost
the most
makes
dangerous?
Them feel better for eating so many.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
at least I'm warning people.
Yeah. Brownies, cookies, anything homemade, because that's also a compliment to their wife.
Oh,
all
yeah.
of these are, right. oh, you should have her cookies are dangerous.
Mm-hmm. That's why I think the woman say it to make it like well known. Like these are
and she
dangerous.
Gets a little
don't
flattered. She gets a little wet when he says it.
What do you think the white guy's most little. Dangerous? What's the most dangerous? What's the most dangerous snack
for a white guy?
For a white guy, yeah. What is it?
In terms of like probably
peanuts?
Donuts.
Is it chips and salsa?
I was gonna
like
say artichoke dip. I don't know why that's.
Oh, artichoke dip, buffalo dip,
chips and dip.
Yeah, chips and dip seems to do it to us.
I think baked goods.
I think
I do too.
I think
for men?
A lot.
No,
oh,
I think
yeah,
I,
any sort of Girl Scout cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do think that I would eat significantly more calories worth of a chips and dip than I would a baked good. So, like, that is why I think it's more addictive
baked
for us.
Baked goods are, like, known to be.
Because a chip and dip, there's not, like,
but you're
not it's
not
overtly bad. It's not visually bad. Like, you look at a brownie, you're like, that's bad for you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like, this is dangerous.
And
it's alluding
I look fat
to the fact.
Eating that.
I think I don't know why, but I think it has to be in a sleeve.
I think it has to be homemade in my head. I don't know
I do
why.
Too.
Mm.
Ritz crackers.
Yeah.
Ritz. Ooh. I don't think anyone's ever called them dangerous.
Ritz crackers are low. Ritz crackers.
Oh my God, honey, these saltines. Oh my God, you've done it again, baby.
The saltine challenge is legitimately dangerous.
Yeah. But I don't know. I just think for me, the visual of these are dangerous is funnier. But then it's like it's so much whiter. What's the
these are
damage?
Are funny.
This is the damage is funny, but it's like
what's the damage is so funny because it's like an angry.
This
tone.
Is really a toss mm-hmm. up. I think I'm gonna have to go with what's the damage?
What's the damage?
It's so
much more applicable to so many more things.
Yeah.
It's so funny to think like you're trying to be sarcastic with the waiter, like, all right, what's the damage? But like your car is breaking down. It's like, oh fuck, what's the damage?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Two very
it's
ones.
Like pretending to be upset. All right, yeah. What's the damage?
They say it in way, such different tones.
Buying your kids soccer cleats. What's the damage?
Yeah,
yeah.
It applies to the same to like a half off apps meal at fucking whatever Applebee's with your kids as it does your brake fluid being down.
The lawyer fees from the divorce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what's the damage has two. I'll also go what's the damage. These are dangerous. This is a heavyweight matchup, but I gotta go with what's the damage. Nick,
this is a fantastic matchup, but when you said what's the damage, it sent me to another universe. It sent me back in time. Sitting at Outback, my dad gets it, he opens it, he exhales, he's looking at the receipt, he's counting how many drinks. It was fantastic. You sent me back to the past. It's what's the damage.
What's the damage, KB?
Yeah, it's what's the damage. A dad paying the bill is the most dramatic thing in the world.
It's the worst part about being a dad is you have to pay all the bills.
Out, make sure everyone sees the wallet. They're
nobody else rush. I got it.
The wallet's this
the
big.
Card out slowly.
Yeah, oh, it's the oldest and most decrepit thing you've ever seen.
Also, like, you paying. I got that a shit ton.
Dude,
Kevin's got this.
The wallet looks like old. A fucking the skin of a woman frozen in ice in the Arctic. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like the oldest leathery creature thing you've ever seen.
Discolored.
So big.
Just filled. It's this thick, dude. It's the size of a book.
Business
the
cards.
Brim.
Yeah.
It's got that wallet screaming.
Yeah. So you're going for KB?
What's the damage?
What's the damage? And Rudy?
What's the damage going to move on anyway, right? So
yeah.
I'm with that.
Yeah. What's the damage going to move on? Now to go into the finals, what's the damage versus, oh, ready to rock and roll? This is good.
This is the
good.
Finals?
Just to go into the finals against Yellow. starting with you, Rudy.
I initially was thinking, what's the damage? But the more I think about Ready to Rock and Roll, it's got some energy. Mm-hmm. It's got some history. What's the damage, though? I can just see it so clear, so crisp. The memory is almost not even a memory. It's a vision. Whereas, like, Ready to Rock and Roll is just sort of something people say. So I think what's the damage is the one to go to the finals.
It's just so white.
Yeah.
Oh my
so
God.
White.
White.
Yeah. So white.
The rock and
Ready to Rock and Roll might be even whiter than
yeah,
they're
what I'm
so
thinking.
Oh, I don't know.
Ready to Rock and Roll?
Ready to Rock and Roll.
But like you, when you think what's a, like you can recount multiple times where like your dad has said what's
that's
the damage.
More
Ready
common,
to Rock
yeah.
and Roll is like.
But like they're saying that. Like,
let's skedaddle. That would have been a good one.
Skedaddle, so ready to boogie. There's other ways you can do.
Yeah, the ready to rock and roll thing, now that I'm thinking about it too, also weirdly sort of dies as the person ages. Like, I think of a younger dad that says ready to rock and roll.
Because older people don't rock and roll. They don't lose their ability to rock and roll.
They're not ready to rock and roll.
But they'll always get the damage. They'll always wonder what the damage is.
Ready to EDM?
Forever.
Forever, yeah. Even in like a dire situation, like what's the damage? And they're like in a hospital.
They'll do it after post-surgery.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Surgery.
So I'm still gonna go what's the damage, just because it's so universally applicable.
They pull out the insurance bill. What's the damage?
Oh boy. Pulling out the catheter. On your new hip. What's the damage?
Oh. You really need to do skin to skin.
Yeah.
Can I get an itemized receipt of all the drugs in my anesthesia?
Yeah, no, that's the thing. It's when his wife was just giving birth to his child. He's like, what's the damage?
Right,
what's
the damage?
I just thought of this, but imagine saying it after your son's circumcision.
Is that
free?
No,
definitely not. There's no way.
No, I think that, yeah, they get to keep the foreskin as payment.
What does a foreskin run you?
I don't know.
It's all stem cells. They like use that for shit.
About three cocktails.
KB.
I think it's what's the damage. It's more common, and it just epitomizes how miserably and unnecessarily cheap the white baby boomer male is.
They just want everybody to know they're paying, and they want to know. They want you to know it's a lot that they're paying for by calling it damage. Right. That just is a perfect encapsulation of their mindset. I keep you all alive, and it hurts me.
Physically. Even how painful.
And it's not even just financial damage. It's emotional damage.
They're going to be in a bad mood for a week.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They just had to have the awesome blossom.
For a lifetime.
And then, like, the mom is just, like, telling which car to use.
Yeah. No, use that one. Use that
the Disney car.
Yes.
The mom doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah. No.
Dads always have a lot of, like, old gold credit cards.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, use that one for the miles.
The hairiest forearms reaching.
Those knuckles are hairy. Yeah.
Hairy forearms.
I think my dad slipped a disc from his wallet.
Probably, yeah. It fucks up your back sitting on it.
It's sitting on a file cabinet.
Yeah, it truly.
Three for what's the damage. I'd go for what's the damage as well, although it's really close. Pat.
The same thing. What's the damage?
What's the damage?
What's the damage for his yellow?
Yeah.
I really wanted to do ready to rock and roll because rock and roll was so white, but it's what the damage.
What's the damage
Nick
versus,
really convinced me.
Yellow.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're up first, Dukes, for the finals. What's the damage versus yellow?
Jesus.
This is tough.
It's what's the damage.
One for what's the damage.
What's the damage?
Yeah.
Oh, God. What's the damage versus yellow? Mm-hmm. Like, it's old white guys, right?
Yes.
What's the damage is a old white guy phrase. Little old ladies can answer the phone yellow. Little meek old ladies, yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you
call center old ladies, yellow. Mm-hmm. Can be anyone.
You are right.
It can be anyone.
You call your friend for a play date, like, the mom will answer and be like, hello.
If you call your friend, exactly. Mm-hmm. I think I gotta go with what's the damage. It's so, you understand the pain that comes with what is the damage.
I'll go with what's the damage as well. Partially because of all the stuff we just talked about with, like, it's such like a, not even a big meal. It's like, again, it's like half off apps at Applebee's. Like, it's never like you went to the fucking Ritz or something.
It's necessities.
Well, everything is damage. Yeah. No matter, everything is damage.
Yeah. No matter how little it costs too. Like, it's crazy.
It's damage.
In your head, you're like, oh, my bad for being hungry.
Sorry, I'm a human being that you created.
Yeah.
And I need this to survive.
What's the damage for the poisonous fast food you're putting in my body?
Yeah.
Because you've never cooked.
Yeah. Not a day in your life. You don't know how to make mac and cheese. Yeah.
We could have eaten at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my fucking bad. I got the fajitas.
You definitely got the sizzling fajitas, you son of a bitch, Rudy. You were bad.
That's such a look at me meal.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I'm that guy. Yeah. I don't give a shit.
We had to get the Bloomin' Onion.
Yeah, the awesome blossom, the Bloomin' Onion.
You get an appetizer. Or if you get a second appetizer, dad'll roll his eyes.
You really wanted it.
Yeah.
You guys are that hungry? Really? Yeah. I don't think you need two appetizers, right, guys? It's just, we don't need the queso, just the chips and sauce.
My dad got fat from just eating the meals that I didn't finish at restaurants.
Like, you have a fat dad and a tiny mom?
Fat dad, tiny mom.
Tiny mom?
I think all the males are huge.
In this situation, yes.
My dad would be so pissed at dinner.
They're Falstaffian males.
They have like a really baggy gold watch on. Like, it's like it's like hanging down to here.
You know who I'm picturing Duke's dad looks like?
He's an alcoholic.
Who is the mayor of Canada who died?
Oh, shit. Pete, not Pete. Fuck. You did like
Rob
the crackhead?
No, that's
yes.
No, it is Rob.
Rob Ford.
Yeah.
He died of crack. He was crack. A crackhead.
Yeah, he was smoking crack. He was hitting pipe, baby.
See, I was picturing Duke's dad looked like Big Hero 6, just like an insanely inflated man.
And I think Duke's dad is like Persian. Like real hairy.
Duke's dad is strong, though. We do know that his father is strong physically.
Yeah. He's like the Iron Sheik. Like, he's just like fucking doing the little things with the bats. Duke's.
Well, no, I've seen your dad. That video is really funny of him walking to the bar.
Yeah, he's classic. He's got like that beer. He's got that beer belly. Yeah,
slight rosacea.
He's an elite white dad. He's hilarious. He's the funniest guy I know. He's got the beer belly. He's got the walk. He's got everything down.
Kid into lacrosse.
The tiny wife.
Yeah.
A tiny wife.
Gotta go home with my tiny wife.
Disgruntled.
Just with more tiny daughters.
Yeah. It's almond night for the ladies.
3 for what's the damage, Nick?
It is a powerhouse. I was singing Yellow's praises, but goddamn, if it isn't, what's the damage?
What's the damage, KB?
What's the damage?
Yeah, what's the damage, Rudy?
Yeah, it's got to be what's the damage because Yellow. We say that.
Yeah.
Whereas what's the damage? There is a certain threshold where that just comes out of your mouth and you're like, I'm this guy now.
Yeah. They've relaxed into the fact that it's damage. They're at peace with the damage.
33-year-old white men.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're on our way.
We're definitely knocking on the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like after doing this episode, I'm going to start saying some of these. Like, I reminded myself of some of them, and now they're going to be stuck.
What's the damage is perfect because it's like you're expecting praise for buying the meal.
Yeah.
And you're a martyr. It's you admitting you're a martyr.
100%. Yeah. Nailed it where it's like such a lift to, like, I'm suffering soul.
Yeah. You're like, oh, fuck, I'm my dad.
Yeah. Counting the damage as it's happening and people are ordering.
I wish I could do more. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize you were Mother Teresa.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I got it. Like, I got the last one.
Yeah. You find $3,000 fishing rods.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yes. The most insane purchases you've ever seen on the side, but can't do this.
Fine, I'll get you new shoes to keep up with the size of your feet.
So the winner of the bracket episode 164, the best old white guy phrase is, what's the damage? Worthy champion.
Very worthy champion.
Sure.
That was great.
Yeah. But we will be back next week with a new topic.